What I know about economics amounts basically to an ability to spell Dow Jones. I'm not proud of that fact, which is largely the reason why the 401k I started in the 1990s is likely to support me lavishly in retirement, as long as I am happy living in a van down by the river. Golden years indeed. I don't think I'm alone, though. How many of us can carry on an intelligent conversation about derivatives and hedge funds and accounts receivable factoring? Not many would be my guess. And that includes, if you are to believe the movie Margin Call, many of the people who occupy leadership positions even at the nation's top investment firms. Take the term margin call itself. According to the New York Times Glossary of Financial and Business Terms, a margin call is simply stated, quote, a demand for additional funds because of adverse price movement, unquote, which sounds like what happens at the stroke of seven when happy hour drinks revert to their regular exorbitant costs. In writer-director J.C. Chandor's film, the realization that a firm's financial status is at the precipice of ruin motivates a number of employees to, like a school of tuna caught in a purse seine net, wonder stupidly how such a disaster could happen, and second, to quickly look around for a means of escape. Now, at this late date, nearly 3 years removed from the 2008 financial crisis that is still shaking the world's economy, we've had a number of films studying what happened, most notably Charles Ferguson's Oscar-winning 2010 documentary, Inside Job. Chandor's Margin Call is no inside job. For one thing, Chandor does nothing to explain what has happened. All we know is that on a day when a fair share of a company's staff has been fired, one of the unfortunate soon-to-be ex-employees hands another a zip drive with the instructions to check it out and furthermore to be careful. That surviving employee, an actual former rocket scientist played by Zachary Quinto, looks at the information on the drive and, horror of horrors, gradually figures out that the company is so far beyond its financial limits that drastic measures have to be taken. And right now. The ex-rocket scientist calls his boss, who calls his, who in turn calls his, until finally the CEO helicopters in. And the one thing all these bosses have in common, beyond their inherent predatory instinct for survival, is an inability to understand the complexities that determines how their businesses are run. Talk to me as if I were a child or a golden retriever, says the CEO, played by the great Jeremy Irons. Another way in which Chandor departs from Ferguson is in how he views his characters. Ferguson isn't shy about pointing at real-life people, at bankers, at failed federal regulators, at self-serving academics. But Chandor does what he can to humanize his characters, even while giving them more than enough red tape with which to hang themselves. It is by making them real, and by casting a wealth of talented actors to play them, that Chandor makes such a fascinating study. Watching the likes of Kevin Spacey, Paul Bettany, Simon Baker, Stanley Tucci, and even Demi Moore as the lone woman in the room, gee, do you think maybe she's going to take the fall for all this? Go head-to-head with Irons gives Margin Call an energy far beyond a simple documentation of a financial crisis gone toxic. So no, Chandor's film won't prepare you for your AP test in macroeconomics. It isn't likely to give you enough understanding of what happened 3 years ago to carry you through a dinnertime argument with your opinionated, fill in the blank here, father-in-law, brother-in-law, son-in-law, neighbor you've never liked but who was married to your wife's best friend. It should, though, entertain you with a level of acting that's as good as any ensemble performance of 2011. A cast this good would be worth watching if all they were doing was reading names from the Rathdrum City sewage calendar or from the New York Times Glossary of Financial and Business Terms. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.